Begin the current daf Masechta Bava Basra daf Lamed Vav. Begin 7 lines down with the top of the Yamed. The Gemara continues with different teachings from Rabbi Huda that relate to the topic of our perek regarding chazakas in karka. So Am Rabbi Huda says, and we already explained his teaching on the previous daf, that Haiman denokid maglubis havili. If someone is holding on the tools that are used to reap the fruits of the palm tree. V'amar ezel igazro the dikla de pan. He says, I'm going to cut down the tree from that person to get the fruits. The zivanta minay because I bought it from him. Says the Gemara, so Rav Yehuda mehem and he's believed. The reason for that is lechatzif inish lemegzer dikla de lav delay. A person does not usually have the audacity to cut down the tree that's not his. And we brought in the previous stuff regarding that someone's believed regarding the peiris. Although in general a chazaka you need to bring some type of proof. Here when someone's going to take the peiris, generally a person's not going to go down. Same thing would apply by karka, but there you have a shtar. Regarding peiris, there's no shtar. So therefore if a person's going and we're saying, where are you going? You say, I'm going to cut down the fruits of that person's tree. He's believed that he has the rights to do that. Another teaching for Amar Rabbi Yehuda that's more pronounced regarding how it relates to the topic of our perek. He discusses regarding the phenomena that there are wild animals that would come and eat the vegetation that would grow at the edges of people's fields. So what certain landowners would do is that they would make walls and separate the area of their field, and they would leave a little part of their land outside of the wall that they would make, which, because since their fields were near the forest and the wild animals would come, so they would then throw some seeds over there, and whatever would sprout, the wild animals would come and eat that, and then hopefully they wouldn't come and enter and breach the actual field itself. Now, on that, regarding that phenomena, says Rabbi Yehuda, if let's say, Haiman da achzik meguda da arude ulabar, if another person would come and take possession of that small piece of land, which is really part of this guy's land, he just leaves it beyond his wall, which is called meguda from the wall of the arude, from the wild animals and the wild donkeys, and outside, meaning that part of the land which he left outside of his wall, says Rav Yehuda, lo yehava chazaka. Although that person now has been on there for 3 years already, he does all the stuff on that little parcel of land, that's not considered a chazaka. It does not prove that he owns that land. My time, what's the reason? Because Meimar Omar, the owner of the field, says, kol zara nami, whatever is being planted over here in this piece of land, arude achlile. Generally, the wild donkeys, the wild animals, come and eat that vegetation, and therefore, it doesn't. The real owner of the field, it doesn't bother him to protest because this person is not doing, as we'll see, many different exceptions in this. He's not doing a regular type of chazaka. It's not how people do a chazaka. This is not a parcel of land that's significant because usually the wild animals eat it anyway. So this guy's plowing and he's planting and, well, see, it's my field. No, it's not, because the wild animals are going to eat it, and therefore it's not going to be considered a chazaka. So too, continues another teaching from Amar Rabbi Yehuda. He says, Achlam, if this machzik, if one of the 3 years that he was eating the produce of the field was arla, was a fruit tree in its first 3 years, which is forbidden for consumption, in the chazaka. He says that's also not going to be considered a valid chazaka, because the true owner of the field, it doesn't bother him that someone else is eating the fruits of the tree in its first 3 years, because anyways, it's forbidden for him to have benefit from it. And therefore, he doesn't protest. Now, for sure, if all 3 years are the 3 years of a tree in its first 3 years of being arla, it's not going to be a chazaka, because what are you taking? You're taking forbidden fruits? Fine, I'm not going to protest. I couldn't have had it anyway. Says the Gemara, Tanam Hachi, similar in a b'raisa like this halacha of Rav Yehuda. The b'raisa says, of ochla arla, this guy who wanted to create a chazaka, that one of the years that he ate the field, the fruit tree's fruits were arla, forbidden, because they were the first 3 years, or Shvius, or it was in the Shemitah year, where all the fruits are permitted to everybody, or Kalayim, or it's a forbidden mixture, it was mixed with something that makes it forbidden to have benefit from it. Say in the Chazaka, so it's not going to establish Chazaka. Arla and Kalayim is because it's forbidden to have consumption from it, and therefore the guy's not going to protest, because he has no benefit from it anyway. Shemitah year, since it's Hefker for everybody, so therefore it doesn't protest, because I can't protest. Everyone's allowed to take from it anyway, and therefore it's not going to establish a Chazaka. Now, the Rashbam brings from the Rabbeinu Chananel that his girsa in our Gemara is actually as we have it, where the Braisa says, Achla Arla, then Shviyas, then Kalayim, that's a Chazaka, and he doesn't like it because according to his interpretation, Shviyas should not have been in between Arla and Kalayim, because actually Ar and Kalayim have the same reasoning why it's not a Chazaka, because it's forbidden, whereas Shemitah has a different reason because it's Hefker. Amar Rav Yisrael, it says another exception to the halachas of Chazak. It says, Ach l'shachas. If this person who wants to have established his possession of the field by being there 3 years, and in those 3 years he consumed the produce in its shachas form, meaning to say, he didn't wait until the produce grew to its full maturation, rather in the 3 years he would cut it down when it was still shachas, which is in its small stage, which is used for animal fodder. That lo have a chazaka, that's not going to establish a chazaka, because since he kept on plucking it and eating it and consuming the produce, not like normal people usually do, that's why we could say the real owner didn't protest, because there's indicators that this guy who was squatting in his field for 3 years was not taking possession like regular people do. It's because, why was he so afraid taking it before it grew to the edge? It's because he knew that he was a thief, and therefore the guy didn't protest, because it's obvious that he's not the true owner. Now, but Amar Ravi qualifies this exemption. He says, but ve'i, if this shachas, the case that Rav Yisrael just described, was betzavar mechuzah kaima, was in the valley of mechuzah, have a chazaka, which mechuzah is the name of a place, so then that is going to be a chazaka. Now, the reason why mechuzah is different is because since they were very wealthy people over there, and they had many animals, so it was normative for them to use the produce of a field to use it for shachas, for animal fodder, and therefore that is normal how a person would be using a field, and therefore that could establish his ownership of the field if the real owner didn't protest. Amar Rav Nachman, this is another exception to the halachas of chazak. It says tafticha, which the Rashbam explains is an open field, meaning the word of tiftach, of open, which means it's full of craters. And therefore, a person cannot have a real vegetation growing over there. So lo have a chazaka. It's not a chazaka, because since it's such a bad piece of land, so the real owner of the land didn't protest, so go ahead, go knock yourself dead, try to plant something over there. But he's not bothered by the guy being there, but that doesn't indicate that he didn't protest, that it's really that person's field over there. Ben Chanan gives a different interpretation of tafticha. It's a field that this guy didn't plow himself. Rather, it was wet and rainy and windy, and the sun was shining, and it cracked open the surface of the field, like the furrows when one plows, and then this guy planted over there. That's not a full chazaka, because he didn't work it as a normal person works it. Chazaka would be, it shows that it's your field. If you did all the parts of the plantation, then it would establish. But if you didn't do it the way it regularly is done, then that's not considered chazaka. Another exception, afik kaira. If he had brought out, meaning he had planted a kor of seed, vayil kaira. And when he gathered in the produce, what do you know? He actually brought back exactly what he had planted. So since there was no profit, lo have a chazaka. It's not considered chazaka, because again, the real owner didn't bother him to protest. What should he protest? What did he do already? He didn't get anything out of this field anyway, so he didn't bother to protest. So it's not a valid chazaka. Now, another exception, says the Gemara, v'hani de birish galusa. The household members of the Rish Galusa, who is the leader of the people in the diaspora, who they were very strong type of people, they cannot create a chazaka in our properties. If let's say one of the people of Rish Galusa goes and takes one of our fields, it's not a chazaka, and actually would have to hold on to his document even for many years, because it's only because we're afraid of them, because they're strong type of people, that we don't protest. But that doesn't indicate that they really bought it. And so too, neither can we take possession as a chazaka in their fields that we bought from them. And the reason for that is because since they're very wealthy and they have many fields and homes, so they actually let people live in their homes and their fields, and they're actually quiet and they're actually happy about it, because that actually makes their properties better. Because when they're going to finally come back, they're going to see that the people who were squatting over there were actually made it into better conditions. Now, moreover, they're not concerned about protesting, and the reason for that is because they'll just force the people out whenever they want to. So the fact that they don't protest does not indicate that the people that are living over there are the rightful owners. It's very likely, since they have so many properties, that people are just squatting over there. Now, the Rashbam brings that someone to say the reason why it's not a chazaka is because the fact that they didn't protest is not because they knew and they're okay with it, thus indicating that the person bought it. It's just because they're so busy with the needs of the people. And that says, the Rashbam, that it will lay the hero. It doesn't seem that that's an appropriate interpretation. Now the Gemara continues with the halacha of our Mishnah. So we said, what else falls into the category of a chazaka of 3 years? It's v'havadim, v'chulu, etc. One of the categories is slaves. If a person doesn't have documentation about the slave, as long as he worked him for the 3 years from day to day, then that would already establish that he's a rightful owner. That asks the Gemara, Avod Mieshlam Chazaka? Is that really true that a person could establish a Chazaka by having possession of him, that must mean he's the rightful owner of the slave? But Va'amar Shlakish, he says, Hagoydereis, which is a reference to sheep, because they're usually put into fenced-in areas, or anything that goes on the roads or in the streets by itself, where we could say that it went and meandered by itself into someone else's property, or someone else had seen it walking on the road and gathered it into his house and thus taken possession, says Rish Lakish, ein lehen chazaka. So there you cannot create a chazaka. You can't say that you bought it, because since very likely it went by itself, or you directed it to go into your field, it doesn't prove that, oh, what do you think it's doing on my property? Must be it's mine. No, it went by itself. So therefore, says Rish Lakish, one cannot create a chazaka by having possession of these things. And you rather one would have to have documentation that he bought it from the marikama, from the original owner. And that is the Gemara, but yet slaves go by themselves. And we learned in our Mishnah that you could create a chazaka with slaves. So Amar Rava, he says, it's not difficulty. Ein len chazaka la'alter. Like Rish Lakish was saying, one cannot create an immediate chazaka by saying, but look, of course I'm the owner of it. I have possession of it in my house. That person cannot claim that, oh, that must be an indicator that I bought it. Because if he doesn't have witnesses or proof, it's going to be like other movable items, where other movable items, let's say, that cannot walk, and moreover, if it's not usually lent or rented, there, yes, a person is believed to say that, what do you think I'm doing? Look at this jacket. Whose is this? It must be mine, unless it's something that's usually lent or borrowed. But something that's not usually lent or borrowed, then you say, look, it's not usually lent or borrowed. Moreover, it doesn't walk by itself. What do you think it's doing in my property? Must be, it's mine. However, that's only by other movable items that you could have a chazaka immediately, because the one who has possession of it could claim that it must be mine that I bought it. So that you don't have by the geidreis, because it doesn't prove anything that's by you. Of course, it could be just walked in by itself. Aval yeshlehen, but says Rava, but slaves and geidreis, sheep, they do have a chazaka l'acher gimoshanim. They do have a chazaka after 3 years, because the plaintiff should have protested within the 3 years, and he did not. That itself is saying, hey, what are you doing? The fact that you have it right now, that doesn't prove anything, because it could have gone by itself. But after 3 years, well, why'd you wait so long? That's an indicator, that's the halacha, the Mishnah, that yes, geidreis, according to the Rashbam, and so to avadim, is clear that it's going to be chazaka after 3 years, although it's not an immediate chazaka. Now, Amar Rava, he qualifies and he says, but imhayu, but if the non-Jewish slave was a cotton mutl barisa, was a minor that's still in the crib, then yeshlei chazaka la'alter. Then there would be an immediate chazaka. If let's say someone has possession of this baby slave and he says, I bought this, then he is believed, because since that slave does not walk by itself, so it's not similar to geidreis, and moreover, it's not something that's usually rented or loaned, so what am I doing with it? Of course it must be mine. Why else would I have it? And that does create an immediate chazaka. Now, that thing has pshita, it's pretty obvious, because yes, obviously the baby's not walking by itself into someone else's house, so the fact that he has possession is like a regular metal, and it does create a chazaka that it must be, this is mine. Whatever in person's possession is an indicator usually that it's his. Says the Gemara, loy tzricha de isle ima. No, it's necessary to say this halacha and chiddush of Rava, because we're talking about where this minor baby slave has a mother that works in the house of the person that wants to have a chazaka on the baby. So, ma'u detem, what would you think to say? Nechesh dilma ime ayalte lahasam. You would say that, wait a second, that doesn't prove that you own the baby slave. Maybe the mother that works there every single day brought her baby with her to work and she forgot the baby. And therefore, essentially, that is the same element as geidreis, where it doesn't prove that it's yours. Could be that it got there some other way. Where usually by geidreis it walked by itself. Here, yes, the baby didn't walk by itself, but the mother brought it. But the fact that it's by you doesn't prove that it's yours. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush of Rava, then no ima loy menashe bra. A mother, we can assume, does not forget the child. If the child is there, it must be a chazaka that the guy brought it, because if it was just that the mother brought it to work, the mother would have taken the baby with it when it left to work. Now, the Gemara brings a related incident to this halacha of Rish Lakish, that geidreis don't have chazaka. Hanu izi de achlu chushla. There were these goats that had eaten peeled barley. That was binarda and naharda, which is that they went into someone else's field and they saw the grain that was spread out over there in the field to be dried up by the sun. Now, the halacha is, as we know from Masechtas Baba Kama, that shein mo'edes la'olam, that when an animal eats and consumes produce with its teeth and it has benefit from it, it's considered mu'ed, and therefore, even if wherever it is, if it's in the Rishus HaNizik, then the owner of that animal has to pay nezik shalom. Now, in this incident, there were no witnesses to testify how much the goats had eaten, whether it was a little, whether it was a lot. Now, the owner of the field claimed that they ate tons of his peeled barley, more actually than the value of the goats themselves. So, asa mori chushlo tafsino. So the owner of the peeled barley came, and he grabbed a hold, and he seized the goats themselves. Vava katoin tuva, and he was claiming that they ate actually even more than what they're worth themselves. And he wanted to hold on to the goats for payment for the damages that they had done. So Amar Avuhu de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, said, Yochel litan ad kidei demein. So the owner of the field could claim up until and get payment up until the value of the actual goats themselves. What's the reason? He has what's called a migui. The ibayi, because if he wanted, Amar, the owner of the field, could say, Lukuchis hin biyadi. What do you think these goats are doing here? I bought them. You see, I'm holding on to them. And he's believed. So therefore, even when he says that, no, I didn't really buy these goats, but just that they came out to my field and they damaged my produce, but this is how much they ate, so we believe him because he could have said something else, which he would have had the rights to these goats anyway. Now, as the Rashbam points out, this that he's believed is, however, that has to take an oath. But what the father of Shmuel is saying, but anything that's worth more than the value of the goats themselves, where there is no migui, because the migui only works as much as saying he has the rights to these, that he bought these goats, then actually he would not be believed to say how much they had damaged him without, in other words, he would need witnesses to prove that, to be able to collect, because he's a moitzi mechaveroi from the mazik. So that was the halacha that the father of Shmuel said. On that, as the Gemara, but v'amr shlokish, which we mentioned before, that ha'goidreis ein land chazaka, that animals, there is no chazaka when you have possession of it in your property. So why are you saying that he could claim for what they had damaged from him up until their value because of the migui? But there is no migui. Because he cannot say that lekuchen embiyadi, that I bought them, because they're geigers. And that doesn't prove that you have it, that you bought it. So how do we understand the father of Shmuel's psak that he said that there is this migui that he could say that he had bought them? So that's the Gemara, shani easy. Goats are different because although that they're goydreis, they're these small little animals, but since the mesira l'roya, since they're usually given over to shepherds, and therefore since they're different more than rams or sheep, and a person cannot take possession of it by itself walking on the road because it's always a shepherd that's watching over the goats, so therefore there is a chazaka because what am I doing with it? What? I got it from the road? It's not true. It's not like little other animals that they just walk by themselves. This is always a shepherd watching it. And if I have it, it must be that I could say that I bought it. And therefore, believe me when I'm saying how much it damaged. Now, that the Gemara asks, but even if the goats are given over to shepherds, but ve'ikat safra, there is the morning time when they're going alone from the owner's house till they get to the shepherd's house. And upanya, there's also the evening when the shepherd brings them back from the fields till they get to the city. Then when he brings them back to the city, each one goes by itself to its owner's home. And in that moment, when it's going by itself on the road, that's when he could direct it to his house. So the fact that it's by him, it should not be, even by goats, a chazaka. And that says the Gemara, no, bin hardoi tayoi shchichi. In hardoi, where this story took place, it's different because it's common to have these Arab thieves. And therefore, miyad de layad mishalmi. Actually, the owner gives it straight in the morning. He brings his goats to the shepherd, and the shepherd brings it directly to the owner in the evening, and therefore the goats are never by themselves. And therefore, he has the migui that he could have said that he bought them, because what are they doing over here? You can't say that it came by itself, because there's never a moment when it's not being watched. Now, although actually in this case, obviously something did happen, but since it's not usually the case, he would be able to say that he bought it and he has a chazaka. Therefore, believe me when I'm saying that I didn't buy it, but at least their value is how much they damaged me, and therefore the father Shmuel awarded him that amount of the goats themselves for payment for his peeled barley that they had eaten. Now the Gemara continues explaining the halacha of our Mishnah, that Rabbi Shmuel Leime, he said, regarding a stay-based habal, meaning up until now we had been speaking about a stay-based hashlachan, which is an irrigated field, which that's something like a house and like slaves, that you have to have a chazaka for a full 3 years, because you could continuously be planting things there because you have your own irrigation system. So it has to be a full 3 years. But, said Rabbi Shmuel, regarding a stay-based habal, which depends on rainwater, which is only at certain times of the year, really the produce is only once a year, So then the halacha is actually all you need is to have is 18 months. How do you get 18 months? You have shleish chadash b'chulu. You have 3 months at the end of the first year. You have the middle 12 months, and then you have 3 months in the beginning of the third year. That is valid for 3 years, and that's for a total of 18 months. Rabbi Akiva disagreed. He says all you need is actually 1 month at the end of the first year, 12 months in the middle, and then 1 month in the beginning of the third year, which makes for a total of 14 months. Now the Gemara asks, what is it that they're disputing? So says the Gemara, Lema Nir, should we say that it's actually regarding plowing? Whereas the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Nir Lechem Nir, it's a reference to plowing. Ikebenayu, that is the difference regarding creating chazaka between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. How so? Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Nir Lechem Chazaka. Rabbi Shmuel held that plowing does not establish a chazaka. It's only by the conclusion of the produce. So the year four, that's why you need to have 3 months in the first year and 3 months in the last year, where that is a sufficient amount of time to grow a crop. And then you need to have the middle 12 months, because although I thought you only need to have 3 months, but it has to be contiguous, it has to be continuous ritzufin. So if you have to have it connected all, so you could have every year 3 months, but the middle one's got to have 12 months to connect the 3 years. But plowing itself will not. Rabbi Akiva sub and there have a chazaka, whereas Rabbi Akiva held that even plowing could be a chazaka, and therefore 1 month is enough where you're just plowing. So if you plow in the first year at the end, and then you have the middle year of the produce, and you have the third year plowing, so that'll be enough. That's just more of a tisbar. That's logical. So Rabbi Akiva, my yirichaydish, then if Rabbi Akiva held that plowing was enough to create a chazaka, why would he need a whole month in the first year and in the last year? But as you continue to have days, afiliyem echanami. In one day, you could also do plowing, and you're plowing in that year. Well, why would someone be silent when you're plowing in this field? So that should establish a chazaka. Why would you need 14 months? You would only need 12 months and 2 days. So Ella rather says the Gemara, you're right. The Kul Alma Nir Lahava Chazaka, everyone agrees, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, that plowing does not create a chazaka to establish that this field is yours. So then what is the machlekes? The Hacha Peir Rabba Peir Zuta Ikebenai. The difference between them is how large does the produce have to be. In other words, Rabbi Shmuel held that a chazaka will only be when you gather in what's called Peir Rabba. In other words, when the entirety of the produce of the crop has finished. So therefore, he holds you need to have 3 months in every year at least. For example, that like barley or spelt or lentils, where if they grow in 3 months, the whole crop, that'll be enough for the first year and the third year. Whereas Rabbi Akiva held that, no, all you need is perizuta, even a small crop. In other words, for example, like shachas, which will grow even in 30 days, that although it's not the conclusion of the whole entire crop, that itself will be considered a chazaka. Or like vegetables, where certain types of herbs will grow in 1 month, that's enough, even though it's not a peir rab, it's not a large crop, it's a small, but he held that's going to be enough to create a chazaka, and that's why he says 14 months, and he says 18 months. Now, however, the Gemara says, although both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva were establishing, hold that plowing is not a chazaka, but the Gemara actually says it's a machlokes. Tan Rabban, learned in the Braisa that near in a chazaka, plowing is not a chazaka, but the Yeshem, some say harezu chazaka, that it is a chazaka. So ask the Gemara, man Yeshem, who is the Yeshem? We know who says not a chazaka, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, holds that there is a chazaka. So Rav Chizki says, Rab Achahi, it's Rab Acha, because at the time, like learned in the Braisa, this same machlokes. No Rosh Hashanah, if someone went and plowed a field, 1 year without planting it, and Vizara Beis, and for 2 other years he did plant in it. Or Nara Beis, Vizara Shana, or he plowed it for 2 years and he only planted it 1 year. So the Tanakhama says, in the Chazaka, it's not a Chazaka. Rebacha Aimer says, Harezu Chazaka, it is a Chazaka because plowing is also considered valid that you're showing that you're the owner of the field and therefore it establishes a Chazaka. If you did it for 3 years, uncontested. No, Amar Vashi, Vashi says, She'elis kol gedoyle hadar, I asked all the great ones of the generation, V'amrli nir harez a chazaka, and they told me, like Rabacha, that plowing does establish a chazaka on this land. Now that asks Omli Rabbi Bibi Rav Nachman, he says, My time of demand the Amman nir have a chazaka, what's the reasoning of the one who says that just plowing is going to be considered a chazaka? So says the Gemara, because lo avid inish the kribu leila ari b'shasik. It's not normal for a person to have someone else plowing his field and he's silent without protesting. And from the fact that he didn't protest, that creates a loss. Why didn't you protest? Now, my time of demand, Om and Nir lo have a chazaka. What's the reason of the opinion that says that plowing is not going to establish a chazaka? Because actually, to the contrary, Meimo Amr, the owner of the field, says, Kol shiva v'shiva d'charvu. Every twig, every finger of the plow. Let every part of the plow go into the field. In other words, what he's saying is, for sure, let the guy plow as much as he wants to until the whole job of the plowing is done and that the whole ground is soft and ready and ripe, and then I'll go and take my own seeds and plant. because I'm happy. What this guy is, he's plowing, he's doing me a favor. Let him go ahead and plow. Why do I care? Oh, if he plants and he reaps it, oh, that I'm not happy with. But plowing, go ahead and plow, and therefore, Nir is not going to be a chazaka according to that opinion. Sholcha b'nei Pum Nahara, Rav Nachman b'Rav Chizda. The people of Pum Nahara sent the following question to Rav Nachman b'Rav Chizda. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. Let our teacher teach us. Nira have a chazaka? Is plowing a chazaka for the one who has a stebes abal, which, again, regarding stebes ashloch and regarding irrigated field, that's totally different. We're talking about a field that depends on rain. Now, there we said it doesn't have to be a full 3 years. Is it enough to have the field for just 12 months and 2 days? Because can you plow the last day of the first year, the middle 12 months, and then the first day of the third year? Or is it not going to be a chazaka? So Amalu, he said to them, look, Rabacha, v'chol g'dor ha'dor ami, Rabacha, as we mentioned before, and as Ravashi said before, all the great ones of the generations, they all said, nir harez chazaka, plowing does establish a chazaka. Now, Amr Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, he said, regarding to what Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda had said, he said, Revusala mechshav gavri, is it a great deal to start naming names? Like, okay, so how are you proving that Nir is a chazaka? Because you quoted Rav Acha and all the great ones of the generation. He said, I could quote you other great names the other way. Harav Shmuel b'Bavel, you have Rav Shmuel in Bavel, and you have Shmuel b'Kiv b'Eretz Yisrael, then Amri Nir lo yav a chazaka, that they say, plowing is not a chazaka, so what are you? How are you establishing the halacha? Because you're quoting these great names. How about these great names on the other side of the line? So the Gemara clarifies. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva masnitni. So we know what he means when he says that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva hold that plowing is not a chazaka. That's, as we quoted before, they're the opinions in our Mishnah, where we established that both of those opinions hold that plowing is not a chazaka. In other words, that 1 year, one day in the year that he plowed that field is not going to establish it as a chazaka to consider it as a full year for the calculation of 3 years, meaning obviously plowing is part of the year. If you're taking a whole year, you plow and then you plant and then you reap. So plowing is part of the process, but to take the plowing as just the one day in that year, because that's all it takes to plow, that should be considered one of the years, that we establish they hold it's not going to be considered a chazaka. Now the question is, but Rav Mahi. So what does he mean that in Bavel, but there was Rav and Shmuel, that they both hold that plowing is not a chazaka, where do we see that? So the Gemara says, because the Amar Behuda Amar Rav. Rav Behuda said the name of Rav, that Zu, Div Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, this that we quoted in our Mishnah, that by a state-based habal, which is a field that depends on rainwater, that the two opinions in our Mishnah said that the chazaka, although we said is for 3 years, but it's not from day to day. Rather, Rabbi Shmuel said you only need 18 months, and Rabbi Kiva said you only need to have 14 months. So on that says Rav, those two opinions were only Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Aval Chacham Maimrim, but the Tanakhama, the Chachamim, they say, they actually disagree that even by a stebe sabal, a field that depends on rainwater, cheskoscha gimel shanim. No, regarding to everything, the chazaka has to be 3 years, miyoyim liyoyim, from the first day of the first year, all the way through exactly a whole 3 years, to the last day of the third year. Now the Rashbam points out that it's according to these Chachamim that we explained in the beginning of the Perek, what's the reason of the Chazaka of Gimel Shalom? What's the whole concept, framework of this halacha? It's because up until 3 years, a person is careful with his documentation, but more than that, he's not careful. Now, it's like this opinion of these Rabbanan, which Rav's going like, that says Rashbam, that we hold, as it's obvious from the Gemaras that we mentioned, that we don't go after the gathering of three produce of 3 years. Rather, you need to have a full 3 years for everything. And the reason being is because of a different halachic concept. It's not because you're eating it and therefore, no. It's just because your documentation is usually the onus on you, because you're proving that you're taking away from the original Cheskes Marakama. But after 3 years, it gets shifted to the original owner because the buyer's not going to hold on to it more than 3 years. So on that, says Rav, that the Chacham disagree, and they hold that has to be a full 3 years from day to day. So says the Gemara, When the Chachamim, which is being quoted by Rav, say it has to be a full 3 years from day to day, what are they coming to exclude? Lav lemu'ute nir deloy. Isn't it obvious that they're coming to exclude that plowing would not be? Because even Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, the Chacham disagree with, regarding what we mentioned before, it's considered per rabo per zuta, that they hold that even that's not enough. You can't have 3 months or 1 month in the first year, and 3 months or 1 month in the last year, and 12 months in the middle. Because they hold you need to have a full 3 years. For sure, that's excluding plowing, because it has to be from day to day. And you can't even have what's called Shana Mekutayis, the way Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva hold, which are partial years. So obviously plowing is not going to be considered a chazakah for one of its days to be considered as one of the 3 years, because then it would be enough. Why do you need full 3 years? You would have just 12 months and 2 days, and we say it has to be a complete 3 years. So obviously Rav, who's going like the Chacham, as the Psak Halach is, holds that near plowing is not going to be considered chazakah. So says the Gemara and Shmuel Mahi. What's Shmuel that was quoted as saying that he holds that plowing is not a chazakah? Dam Rav Yehuda Meshmuel. Behuda, who is a student of both, he said a different teaching in the name of Shmuel, a similar type of qualification. That again, that Zu Divri B'Shmuel V'Rabbi Akiva, that this, that we mentioned in the Mishnah, a different halacha in our Mishnah, not regarding a stei beis hashlochan or stei beis habal, which those are both types of grain fields, just depending on if it's irrigated by water or by rainwater. The Mishnah said, it ended, but regarding a field of trees, an orchard. There the halacha was quoted as saying that as long as he gathers in the grain and he gathers in his olives and he gathers in his dates, actually tfu is regarding grapes, so that's going to be, because we're talking about a field of trees, so that's going to be itself considered as 3 years. So obviously we see that once the person gathers in three different types of produce in one field, even in 1 year, in three different times in that year, one after the other, so the end of the Mishnah said that that's going to be considered a chazakah. So it says Shmuel that that's only according to Bishmon and Bekiva. Ava Chacham Aymrim, but the Chacham disputes, and they hold that actually you need to have the produce of 3 years. It's not enough to have 1 year. Rather, they hold it's Atche Yigder until he gathers in the dates of Shalish Gideris, of three different gatherings of their dates, which is every year different. The Yivtzer Gimel Batsiris, he has to also gather in the grapes three different times, meaning every year differently. And the Yimtzer Gimel Masikas, and he also has to gather in the dates at three different times. So there it's not enough to have it where in 1 year, because they all are gathered at different times, the grapes, the dates, and the olives. You got to do that three times. So you got to do it 1, 2, 3 in 1 year, 1, 2, 3 in 1 year, 1, 2, 3 in another year. So it's got to be 3 years. That's according to the Chacham, unlike Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva that's quoted at the end of our Mishnah. So again, we see clearly that according to Shmuel, plowing is not going to be enough. Because if plowing was enough, then why would you need to have 3 years? Obviously, from the fact that you need 3 years, it's not enough to consider it with plowing. So the Gemara asks, my benayu, what's the difference between Rav and Shmuel? Either way, according to both opinions, you need to have 3 years, which is establishing the same concept. What do we see different that Shmuel's teaching was qualifying it based on disagreeing with Rabbi Shimon B'Kiva regarding a stay Elon, and Rav's teaching was disagreeing regarding a stay based Habal. Either way, they need to have it for 3 years, and by both of them, we see that plowing is not going to be enough. So, because again, if all you need is plowing, all you need to have is actually 12 months and 2 days. You wouldn't need 3 years. And you wouldn't need the payris of 3 years. So Amabai says, Dekel Naira Ika Beinayu. The difference between them would be a young tree, palm tree, which you wouldn't need a full 3 years to gather in its produce three times. Now, according to Shmuel, that would be considered a chazakah if you went and gathered in 3 years their produce three times, because although you don't have a full 3 years, but you don't need the full 3 years. The concept is based on the idea about getting the produce three times, if you have that of three times, so that's going to be enough. It's not going to be enough in 1 year. Where according to Rabbi Shmuel and Bekiva, it's enough to have the dates one point, and then the olives another point, the grapes another point, and you got three payers, so that's three, that's the magic number. You have a chazakah, even though it's 1 year. Chacham say no. You need to have each one three times. So that's going to be only after 3 years, but it doesn't have to be the full 3 years, as long as you got it three times, in contrast to Rav, where we said that has to be a full 3 years day to day, because that's actually based, as the Rashbam explained it, on a different conceptual framework, based on his holding onto the shtar, which is only at the end of a full 3 years. Now, the Gemara continues and says, which actually related to what we just mentioned, that Amar Bishmol, he said, when did we say that you need to have 18 months? You don't need a full 3 years, but you need to have 18 months. That was what's called for Stei Beis Habal. It's a grain field called Stei Halavan. It's white because of the grain. So, but since it's not through irrigation, but rather through rainwater, it's only the produce comes once a year. So that's enough with 3 months and 12 months and 3 months, which is for 18 months. That was only said by a grain field. But, said Rabbi Shmuel, regarding a stei beis ha'ilan, which is trees by an orchard, then it's actually enough, even in 1 year, as we just mentioned before, according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Now, Amar Abaye. Abaye says the following halacha. He says, Midi Rabbi Shmuel, from the halacha of Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah, that he said even in 1 year, you could create a chazaka in one field by having three different gatherings in three different places in the field, as he says in the Mishnah, that if you gathered your grapes at one point, you gathered the olives in another point, you gathered the dates in another point, so that was three gatherings already, which is like 3 years, although it's in 1 year, that's already considered a chazaka. Says Abaya, Nishmal Rabbanan. So from his words, you could understand that according to Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Shmuel, as we just mentioned in the previous Gemara, in the name of Yehuda Mishmuel, that says that no, you need to have 3 years. But the whole machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbanan is only if it's enough with 1 year, or you need to have 3 years. But whatever Rabbi Shmuel said in the 1 year, Rabbanan said will be the same in 3 years. So what do you learn out from that? So says Abaya as follows. If this field had 30 trees, mimata asara lebeisa, 10 of them planted in the area of a beisa, because what's 10 trees need an area of a beisa, as the Gemara says on Perek Le'achba that we had previously in Avchavavim and Beis. But if let's say the trees were more condensed, let's say in an area less than the beisa there was 10 trees, so then they're too close and then it's like a forest, and therefore that wouldn't be considered chazaka because you didn't take possession of something the way people normally do, because people don't usually process trees when they're so close to each other. And let's say if it would be in an area of 10 trees of more than the beisa, so that also wouldn't be a chazaka, at least in the whole land, because then you would only need according to how much the trees need, and they don't need so much land. So whatever's beyond that area, by harvesting the trees, you wouldn't be considered taking chazaka in the whole land. So it's exactly this area, this proportion of 10 trees for a beisa. And you have 30 in the whole area, meaning you have three times that area of land. So says Abaya, what you would learn according to the opinion of the Rabbanan is that if ochel asar b'shanazu, if he eats the produce of 10 trees in this year, Vasar b'shanazu, and the next 10 in the second year, Vasar b'shanazu, and the next 10 in the third year, Harezu chazaka, that would be considered establishing a chazaka, because it's as if he was machzik in this orchard for 3 years, as if he was machzik in the whole entire field, because every single year he ate what was growing in it. As the Gemara explains, as we continue to the next topic, next daf, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, explains Abaya. Lav mi Amr Rabbi Shmuel, didn't Rabbi Shmuel say that chad peira have a chazaka l'kula peiri? That essentially, really, one of the three types of fruit that are growing in this orchard are a chazaka for all the different fruit trees that are growing there in the orchard. Meaning, in the place of the olives, when you're gathering and harvesting the olives, that helps for the grapes and for the dates. It's as if you were machzik in all three. And so too, when he brings in his grapes, it's as if he was machzik in all three of them. Because it's based on this reasoning that it's considered chazaka of 3 years in the whole field, even though really it was only machzik in each one time. How does that help to make a chazaka in the whole field when you did it three times, once dates, once grapes, and once olives? That's three times gathering, but in three different types of trees. So obviously it's because each one is as if you did in all of them. So says Abaya, so hachinami hiro, so hani, the chazaka that you did in 10 of the trees in the first year, have a chazaka lahani. Is considered as if you were machzik in the other 20 at the same time too. So do the second time. When you're in the second year, v'hani and the second 10 have a chazaka lahani. It's as if you were machzik in all the other 22. And so too for the third time. It's as if you were machzik in all 30 trees every time you were machzik in one of the 10. Just like we see the same concept by Rabbi Shmuel. Now, but qualifies the Gemara, v'hanimili. When did we say that it's a chazak in all 30 trees in all 3 years, in such a situation, even though each year you only machzik in 10 of them, was hechadulay afiku. That's only if the other trees were not producing at that time. In other words, when the other 20 are not producing peiros, only 10 of the trees every year produced, that's going to be the same as Rabbi Shmuel, where the guy gathered whatever was growing in the field at this time. Because again, each one of these trees, the dates, the olives, the grapes, produce at different times. Now, the Rabbeinu Chananel explains the way you could have this is what's called the types of dates, like of the figs that are called b'nei shuach, where their produce only completes after 3 years. So you could have that actually each year was only 10 of them that had been planted at a different time that were ready to be harvested. Now, because avalafiku, because if, let's say, all 30 trees had produced every single year, and v'loy ochel, and they only ate 10 out of the 30, then actually loy havya, then that the consumption of 10 of them would not be a chazaka for the other 20. because since he did not eat all the peiros, he's actually revealing regarding himself that the field is not his, and he's afraid to make a complete chazaka, and that's why the real owner was not afraid and was not concerned to make a chamacha, because he's like, look, this guy's not taking the whole produce, and that's why it's not going to be considered chazaka. Now, moreover, one more qualification in this comparison that Abai is making between the opinion of the Chacham and Rabbi Shmuel is Vahu, it's only going to be considered a chazaka when he eats only 10 of them every year, meaning when that's the only 10 trees that are available to be consumed, even though he's not eating from all of them, but it'll be a chazaka in all of them after 3 years, is only Devaze Bazuze. Is only if the trees are all spread out. Meaning, he eats from each third, three from every besa. There's three besa. He has to eat, and every year you're going to take a third of it, 10 of the trees. But the 10 that you're eating every year has to be dispersed throughout the whole field. So then it's like you're machzik in the whole field. But if let's say you ate from the 10 trees that are together only in this besa, and in the second year you ate only from the 10 trees in the second besa, and so too in the third, actually that would not create a chazaka. Because then you consider every besa as its own orchard in its own right, because that's what 10 trees, it creates that element of the area around it as its own field. Now, when you're making chazaka in one field, it's not going to establish a chazaka in another field. Now that, says Abai, is because we have to draw the parallel to Rabbi Shmuel's halacha. When he says it's chazaka in 1 year because you gathered your dates and you gathered your olives and you gathered your grapes, but that's because it's consuming in the whole entire field every single time, because generally, an orchard is spread out and dispersed, the olive trees and the palm trees, throughout the entire field. It's not just here are olives, here are dates, and here are grapes. And since it's spread out throughout, therefore, when you're taking even just this one time, you're taking from throughout, and so do the second time, so do the third time, that's going to be chazaka 1 year. And the Chacham disagree regarding the 1 year part. It has to be 3 years. But however, it could be the same as Rabbi Shmuel, whereas you're only taking a third every time, but it's like you're doing the whole thing, to be considered chazaka in the whole thing. But moreover, it has to be dispersed throughout, not just taking this third, and then the middle third, and the last third, because then that wouldn't be the parallel of Rabbi Shmuel's halacha, and then that, even in 3 years, would not be considered a valid chazaka, according to this halacha of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, in his qualification of the opinion of the Chacham.